and welcome to International Report. Plastic waste is a global issue, and a global partnership has set to work in Côte d'Ivoire to transform waste into classrooms and reduce the spread of disease at the same time, all the while improving incomes for waste collectors. UNICEF has established a partnership with a Colombian social enterprise to kickstart a supply chain in Côte d'Ivoire, which will turn the plastic on the streets into giant Lego bricks. As a building technique is cheaper than other methods, this could become a regional or even continental success story. Frank Hersey, our correspondent in Côte d'Ivoire, went to find out more in this report.
It's back to school time in Côte d'Ivoire. This year, pupils of Gonzagueville Public Primary School, in a poor area of the country's main city, Abidjan, are learning there's something a little different about their school. They have some new classrooms built from plastic bricks.
They're almost beyond comparison. Look at the report. They're like night and day.
Tirang Dumbia, head teacher at École Primaire Publique Gonzagueville. We're in a prototype classroom. That's the school's nursery, the only free nursery in the entire district. And we're enclosed by walls made of plastic rubbish picked up thousands of miles away from the streets of Colombia's capital, Bogota.
Teachers and pupils can move around in these rooms, which they can't in the others. Some of the other classrooms have over 120 pupils. It's difficult.
These new classrooms are built using a novel way to recycle plastic waste into bricks. The technique was perfected by the Colombian social enterprise Conceptos Plásticos. It turns any type of waste plastic into bricks, shaped to slot together in a way not dissimilar to Lego. But UNICEF wasn't actually looking to build classrooms.
We were looking for a way to fight plastic pollution that exacerbates diseases that can potentially kill children, mainly children under 5 years old.
Sophie Chavanel, head of communications for UNICEF Côte d'Ivoire. The organisation wanted to tackle diseases such as pneumonia, malaria and diarrhoea, which spread more easily in areas with lots of trash. Mosquitoes reproduce in the tiny amounts of rainwater which can collect on plastic.
You can use plastic bottles, you can use plastic bags, tires, flip-flops. They're made 100% of plastic.
So the plan to reduce illness is also meaning less contamination, more work for waste collectors, and 500 new classrooms to begin with.
There's a lot of classrooms missing. There's a need for 15,000 classrooms by 2021 and 30,000 classrooms by 2025. We need to find a way to build faster. We need to find a way to build better in a more sustainable way for children to access education.
When I'm in my own classroom, I really just want to be here instead because, well, it's nice here. There's a lot of things to do.
That's Gonzagueville pupil Abigail, who'd prefer her room to be like the new nursery, not just because of the finishing touches, but the design insulates against the sun and creates an airflow.
You don't get hit so much. It's good here. There's fresh air that comes in, and really, it's well decorated.
UNICEF invited Conceptos Plásticos over with a consignment of Colombian bricks to build prototypes to persuade the government and parents, as well as Conceptos Plásticos itself, of the potential. It worked. The company is building a factory in Yopougon on the edge of Abidjan, which will be larger than its Bogota plant and produce 9,200 tons of recycled bricks a year. Each classroom needs around 5 tons and takes just a couple of weeks to build. Plastic pickers are already being approached to start supplying the factory with waste. Abidjan creates around 300 tons of plastic waste a day, of which 5% or 15 tons are recycled at the moment. All around here there are heaps. It looks a little bit like a campsite with heaps of different types of waste covered over in tarpaulin, plastic sheeting, and nets, mosquito nets as well. And each heap belongs to a different woman. And so what they do is they store their plastics under each sheet. There's bags containing different types of plastic. There's bottles, there's flip-flops, there's sheeting. And then the buyers come around each week, and they might only be after a certain type of plastic. And so the women will bring out that type, and then they will sell to the buyers.
On commence à 5h. À 5h, déjà, on est déjà parti. D'ici 10h, on est de retour.
We set out at 5 a.m. We're back by 10 a.m., then get on with seeing to the housework, then sorting, going out again, picking at night, from 7 p.m. until around 9 p.m. when we head home, every day.
Mariam Koulibaly, a waste picker and member of a cooperative of female plastic pickers. The 300 women earn roughly 1,000 francs or €1.50 each a day at the moment, as they can only sell the particular plastics the buyers want each week. The cooperatives will eventually get plastic washers and crushers, so the women themselves will begin to process the plastic, earning more.
We also, as UNICEF, know that when you empower women, it often helps their children. They're still in Côte d'Ivoire, mainly the caregiver for children, and when they either have more money, a better income, it often goes to their children.
UNICEF's Sophie Chavanel. The pickers already have stockpiles of plastic that the current middlemen simply haven't wanted recently. The new factory should improve and stabilise the incomes for pickers and mothers like Mariam Koulibaly.
They nous ont proposé avec tout ce déchet là que ils peuvent les sauts casser.
They've said we'll be able to sell the things it's hard to sell normally, like broken buckets and plates, the things we end up storing here. They've said they'll take them off us quickly.
(laughs)